Hello and welcome back to the podcast. It is episode 200 and...
No, 100.
100 and...
46.
46.
That went well.
It did. I'm not paying attention.
Well, you should.
I should. I am joined by my lovely wife.
That's me.
It is. And we're going to talk about CMFs.
CMFs. Specifically... Themed CMF.
Themed. Okay.
I think I just had a stroke.
Yeah.
Now, why are we talking about this now?
So, the...
Next series.
The next series, yep, is going to be a space series. And we have seen pictures thanks to a... retailer, I think it was, posted them first. I don't know if we've now got official from a more an intentional kind of leak of them.
I doubt it. I don't know. When do they come out? There's nothing up Brixet. So I guess they're not officially. Oh, no, hang on. Well, it's on Brixet, but it's from the authorised Lego retailer. So.
Yeah.
Anywho, carry on.
So, yeah, so the set has been leaked and it is a themed one based around space. It's been a while since they've done a themed CMF.
Well, so what themed CMFs have they had? So
they did Monsters.
That was series...
16?
No.
14?
Yes.
So close.
Have they done any others?
They had, they done like a costume one.
Was
like the
it felt like a seasonal one. Series 20 something. Series 23, I want to say. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
So it seemed like Christmassy, in my opinion. You've got the reindeer, but then it wasn't all Christmassy because you've got. The knight, the boatman.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were all mainly costumed. The elf, maybe not.
The elf was still a costume, yeah.
So yeah. So I'd say that's a themed one.
Yeah.
There's definitely a tie-in for those. Any more? I know one, but I'm not telling you. No, there might not be any more. Don't want to give it away.
I'm trying to think. Like, did they do a special... 50th anniversary one or something.
I think it was 40th anniversary of the minifigure.
Right.
They did it for. It was series 18.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's labelled as series 18 party on the Lego website.
Right.
Okay. So you've got, again, quite a few costumes.
Mm.
People dressed up in balloons, with balloons and stuff.
Yes.
And that was when they first introduced the brick person.
Okay.
The red one and the blue one.
Mm.
And now how many have we got? I'm playing Test the Ian today.
Are we up to five now?
Tell me the colours.
So there's the latest one, pink.
Pink?
So pink, red, blue.
Yeah.
So yellow one?
I don't believe there's a yellow one, no.
Green?
Green came in another CMF.
It's not been a teal one, has there? They did. They did like the teal big brick.
I feel like it. But... Yeah, it depends what you call teal. Like I think there's a medium azure one.
Right, okay.
Or an azure of some description. Mm. So that's five. And yeah. There's one more that you haven't remembered.
What other colours do they do? Orange.
Yes. And that was again, both of those. So the pink, blue, like light blue, and orange were all BAM figures.
Right, yeah.
And then, so it's three minifigs in CMFs and three in BAM. There you go. Anywho, so I think those are the only three series. So the Monsters, the Christmassy ones, Christmassy costumey ones, and the birthday ones.
Yeah.
I can't think of any others. Obviously, short of like Harry Potter series, like the actual themed series. But that doesn't count.
No.
How do you feel about space? As a theme, we don't really collect any space sets.
We don't. And quite frequently, there is a space figuring most of the series. Yeah,
which we normally refer to as filler.
Yeah.
Do you think there's as much filler as there used to be when they had 16? Or do you think they've got better?
I don't know. It's hard. I mean, if you consider the space one as filler, and then, yeah, there's always a space one, then there's a higher percentage of filler.
Mm. So if you theme our entire minifigure series, it can be quite polarising.
Like, yeah.
There's going to be people who want every single figure now because it's their theme.
Yeah.
But then there's going to be people who would just not get the space one normally. This is a whole series that they might go, I don't want any of those.
Yeah.
So it's a risky business.
It is. At least you've got variety in this. So you've got like the realistic astronaut. You've got aliens. You've got what looks like some guy going to a UFO convention kind of thing.
Which one's that one?
In fancy dress. The guy with the stars and then the UFO for a head.
Okay. So he looks like a flying saucer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got the different style ones still.
Yeah.
So.
And there's some, like, torsos that you could get away with just swapping out and having. So, like, the guy in the suit, if you take his head off, and that's not a bad torso for a guy in a suit kind of thing.
And I mean, I'm assuming it's a little grey alien.
Yeah, it looks like a little grey alien.
That top is quite good. But obviously then it's come with the grey hands.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's just someone who's feeling a little unwell.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, they've got sunstroke.
And they'd be red then.
No, they're not burnt. They've just been in the sun too long. They're very good at putting the suntan lotion on, but they're still out in the sun too long. I don't think I understand sunstroke enough.
I mean, and you've got the constellation guy. So.
Yeah, this is I really like to be able to say this is this guy.
Mm.
And I don't think I could give these ones names.
No.
So, like, when I do Minifigure Monday, it's like, I wouldn't know where to start.
Yeah.
Guy with funny head. Like, maybe there'll be names for them. Like, who makes up the names? Because you go to Brickset for these things, it'll say.
Yeah, Lego must do.
But then,
is it on the little sheet? Does it say the names?
It's not. It's odd, isn't it? Yeah.
It is.
So I guess we'll have to wait and see what they call them.
Yeah.
I guess the thing about CMFs is I quite like some of the parts they introduce. But I also like the collectability of them. That's like for me. Right. So I'll get them because they're collectible.
Yeah.
But if you're after parts, these are very niche parts. Like in a previous series, you've got the koala, like the animals.
Yeah.
They're really good to be introduced in CMS. You can get those quite easily then. Mm. We have got an animal there, but it looks like a shiny metal dog. Is it a shiny metal dog?
I don't know.
I can't tell.
Yeah.
And then you've got the penguin, but it's clearly a robot penguin. Well, is it a penguin in space suit or is it a robot penguin?
I don't know. I was assuming it was a penguin in a space suit.
Okay. And we are obviously getting a second space baby. Second space baby? Third space baby? Second. We've had the blue space baby.
Yeah.
There's the white one that's just come out, but it's not a space baby.
Yeah. It's just a small astronaut.
And so this is the second. Oh, no. Was there a brown one? No, the brown one was the one that had the blue one.
I'm sure there was another one.
Got me thinking now.
Maybe an orange one?
An orange space baby?
I don't know.
Lego space baby. I don't think you're right. Blue. Pink. That's it. Okay. Blue and pink.
Okay.
Yeah. It's blue and pink.
Crazy.
So how popular do you think these space ones will be?
I think
people like space.
People do like space. I mean, I think it's a series where most people will want one of them.
Is that not the case for every series?
I think there's a lot of series where a lot of people like a lot of them. Whereas this one, I don't know, you might like all of them, but at the same time, because they're so different and yet within the same theme, it seems unlikely that you're going to like all of them.
Mm.
I don't know. Because obviously you've got the M-tron guy for the retro fans. You've got...
Is he the one with the funny leg?
The one with the M on him.
Where's the one with it? Oh, the red guy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking Blacktron. Yeah. It's too many Trons.
There are. So, you know, as I said, the retro people like him, and then the kind of realistic collectors will like the realistic astronaut. But is someone going to like both of them? I guess some people will, but they seem very different.
Yeah.
The kind of target audience. So, is it going to be one of those series where people just want to get the specific ones they're interested in rather than trying to get the whole series?
Well, I want the whole series because that's what I do. But if I was going to pick the ones I actually like, I'm not sure. I like the alien dude with the Hawaiian shirt. I like the space baby.
What about the minifig who's holding the space baby?
She's weird looking.
Yeah. Is it meant to be an android?
Yeah, possibly. Like a space baby...
Nanny.
Nanny, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I just want the space baby.
Yeah.
I don't know. They really don't float my boat, if I'm honest. This is not my series.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. There's a few... Like, I really like that Orion shield.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care for the minifig.
No. Is it a translucent minifig?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. It's funky, though.
And I mean, that if that's a translucent club, then that could be quite cool.
Mm. I like to join the translucent club.
Mm. But the fig itself...
Not all that exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. If this is coming out soon, when is this coming out? Do I need to go and stock up on Mushroom Girls?
I don't know. Can you still work out which ones are Mushroom Girls?
I'm not sure. Because I went to Sainsbury's recently to try and find the one that I couldn't find for Monarch. Which he may have already got, but as I was in there, I was looking. I think I was trying to kill time, but I can't remember why. And none of them matched the codes that I had.
Which we suspected would be the case at some point, that it would switch.
It was kind of frustrating.
Yeah. They seem to have a mushroom hat.
Yeah. Don't let your children play with your Lego, I think is the moral of this story. If I cannot find the rest, I will be cross. Oh, I have got a spare. Oh, she's there. Okay. Phew! So, if you could pick a themed series for Lego to do minifigs, and I know, just put aside the fact that you don't care for minifigs, like if you wanted to see a theme, what would it be? Would they ever do a Lego mini dolls CMF? Two separate questions. Think about one at a time.
Okay.
I don't want to overwhelm you.
I'm trying to come up with a theme. Like, you could do, like, a pop culture theme, but that wouldn't really work.
What do you mean by a pop culture theme?
Like, so, like, you know,
would that not be licensed?
Yeah, so that's the problem. You've got licenses. So, like, you'd have a Ghostbuster,
yeah, but that would
Blues
be
Brothers, yeah, kind of. So not like,
oh, so not all the characters from Ghostbusters.
No,
you're saying have a, like two of each, like they do with the Disney series, like that each film has like two characters to keep each other company.
But from like just a broad selection, as opposed to things like Marvel, where yes, there's a lot of different films, but they're all
in one universe
under one. Yeah,
maybe. Is it called a universe?
It is.
Okay. What would be good? I think I'd quite like a fairy themed, like lots of different, like a flower fairy, a sea fairy. Is a sea fairy a thing? Like different area, like an earth fairy, a sky fairy.
Okay.
I don't know, I'm just saying things.
Yes.
A toy fairy.
I mean,
Tooth fairy.
They've got...
A hairy fairy. A dairy fairy. I don't know what dairy fairy is.
No. So we've got...
A scary fairy.
D&D.
Yeah.
One, well, which is kind of a fantasy
theme. So that's a minifigure series that's coming.
Yes.
But it's specifically D&D.
Yes.
So does that mean it's licensed?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I find that a bit confusing.
The whole D&D thing is confusing. Because obviously there are some things that Wizards of the Coast will own the IP of.
Right.
But, you know, so much of D&D comes from, like, Lovecraft and Tolkien and other kind of either horror or fantasy classic works.
Yeah.
That they are available to everyone now.
And yeah.
So it's kind of IP, but kind of not at the same time.
Interesting. So will it have a series number?
I don't think so.
I mean, they could do an animal theme, so every minifigure comes with an animal. That would be cool.
Yeah.
But is that really a theme?
I don't know. Well, so then you'd have the minifigs being like vets and zookeepers and safari people and stuff.
A professions like that. Theme. Everyone's, it's a job.
Yeah, but they've had so many.
Yeah. Kids. This is the thing, they're running out of like non-weird minifigs. So if you look at this, they're a bit out there.
Yeah.
Like the colour combinations are a bit odd.
Yeah.
And they are getting more that way with each series because they've got to try and do something different.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've already done a surgeon kind of thing. They've already done a nurse. So all the basic, this is what they look like. And that's why you get so many costume people.
Mm.
You could do a sports one, but again,
I was thinking sports, but they did the Olympic one.
They did.
So you've already got a lot of sports people in from that.
I can't.
You could do like a historical figures one.
Yeah, that would be quite cool.
But in some ways, like, you've already got a Shakespeare one.
Thespian, I think he would refer to him. And an Abraham Lincoln.
Mm. Yeah. Although, isn't the Abraham Lincoln from the Lego movie?
There's definitely two of them
from
the Lego movie. I'm trying to work out if there was a previous one. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think there was. People dressed up as fruit series. And you've got a banana guy already.
Yeah.
But I think you need a pineapple man.
Pineapple man.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if they've got any others. They've got the pepper girl.
Hmm.
Oh, and the pea pod person. But none of these are fruits. I'm just...
Okay.
Well, they might be fruits. I think they need a straw. Peppers are fruits, aren't they?
Yeah.
I hate the definition between the two. It's a vegetable. But moving on.
There's an argument that fruits are just a subcategory of vegetables.
There you go. So, mini doll series.
I think it wouldn't sell well.
Do you think that has something to do... Well, do you think the difficulty in doing a mini doll series is the fact that they don't have yellow mini dolls and therefore there's all these skin tones to do, and like, why would you pick this skin tone versus this skin tone?
That is always the difficult one.
Whereas here, these CMFs do tend to be either funky colours or yellow.
Yeah.
There's no skin tones.
Yeah. Yeah, so if they did like a professions mini dolls, it's like a, well, why is the police
white
and
the villain or the bin man, refuse worker? No, you could, it would be dodgy grounds. You would have to really think it through, and they wouldn't, and it would be bad. Yeah. But it's a shame, though, because there's no build a mini doll either.
Like,
but I guess there's a lot more friends, smaller price point packs, though, that come with mini dolls, maybe?
You get a lot of city packs that are small and that come with figures.
So how is it fair, then? It's not fair.
No. So the minifigure is iconic to Lego. It's something that is trademarked by them. It's a lot more complicated. So other companies cannot create minifigures.
Yeah.
But other companies can create things that look a lot like mini dolls.
Right. Yeah, it's true.
So it's kind of one of the differentiators that Lego has is that they've got the iconic minifig.
Talking of the iconic minifig that they have and how protective they are of that iconic minifig, you touched briefly on the story for the police force that decided to use those faces to protect the identity of people who were currently convicted.
In California, they're no longer allowed to show the faces of suspects. So if they show clips or anything from someone being arrested, they have to obscure the face.
And they've chosen to use minifigure heads.
So one police force decided to use minifigure heads and just like enlarge them and put them over the top of the actual faces.
Like, I don't understand how people who are in the police force wouldn't see that as an issue.
What's like, the issue?
That's not their IP. You can't just go around using other people's stuff to obscure faces of criminals.
That's very complicated.
They should start taking pictures of the cops smiling and put their faces over them. I think that would be funnier. Might get them in a bad reputation.
Yeah.
I saw you on the news. Don't you, that guy who robbed that co-op? Do they have co-ops in there?
The really complicated bit of where they arrest a cop, then do they put their own face over the top?
Yeah. It's not a good idea.
Yeah. But so they've now been told they're not allowed to use the minifigure head.
Because Lego don't want them to.
Mm.
We don't want people going around associating minifigures with naughty people either.
Yeah.
It's not the best for their brand, is it?
No. But I feel that's why they did it. It was the kind
of... It was obvious it wasn't their face.
Yes. But also the juxtaposition of a child's toy and a criminal kind of thing.
Big word.
It adds to the kind of frivolity.
Well, have you swallowed a thesaurus?
Yes.
Okay. When did you do that?
I've
been with you all evening. Where have we been this evening?
Where have we been this evening?
Yeah, where have we been? Why are we recording this late? We've been at another lug meet, haven't we?
We have.
Yeah.
Our second lug meet. Almost regulars.
Yeah.
I mean, we missed two in between, but you know.
We just forgot about those. But it was a nice evening.
Yeah.
We got some free
lug. You won a prize?
I won a prize. I made a mock and I won a prize.
It was a participation
award. Hey! But, you know. Yeah, I got one vote and that was you.
Yeah.
I didn't even vote for myself.
I know.
I said, are you allowed to vote for yourself? They said, yes. And then they followed that up with, but we will judge you. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to vote for myself then. Yeah. I don't want to be judged. So, yeah. I guess, what's the point of having a pre-build challenge at a lug event if only four of you take part?
Like,
how many people do you consider a success if you... Get everyone to build.
If everyone takes part, then are they not just going to vote for their own, in which case no one wins?
Yeah. That's true.
It just gives you a talking point and something to look at. Yeah.
But it was also like having that challenge and knowing that I didn't really want to turn up without it made me build something that I wouldn't necessarily have built before. And I actually really enjoyed it.
Good.
So I guess like I should maybe take some of the Instagram challenges I see and do some of those, but it doesn't feel as accountable when you're not.
Going we had to lots of fun with show it in the person. Christmas one at one point.
Well, it was like a mosaic a day, wasn't it, or something?
Yeah.
And was it mosaics? It was mosaics.
Yes, I think so.
But it was a lot of work, and I don't know. I think maybe now that we've got our parts a bit more sorted, makes it easier to do these small builds.
Maybe.
But then you could spend all your day doing the little small builds for challenges and never get anywhere with like the city you want to go around. So.
Yeah, so like we were talking at the lug meet, they were talking about a collaborative build for Swindon, which, yeah, it sounds interesting. Well, I want to take part, but we've also got to a new mock for Swindon.
Oh, of course we do.
So, you know.
That's quite a lot of work then.
Yeah.
And you haven't even started it, you're doing other things.
That's true.
Are you in the part acquisition phase Or are you in the pretending it's not happening phase?
Maybe that's what I need to focus on this weekend. We've got a long weekend.
Yeah, we've got a long weekend, which I said that we've got family visiting for. So how about no?
Why you have to spend time with your family?
Yes, you do. Because, shock horror.
I thought you were telling me they were coming so I could hide.
Shock horror. My family is your family. There we go. And on that bombshell...
We seem to have meandered away from CMF somewhat.
Well, I think we discussed it.
Do we have any closing thoughts on CMFs?
I'm still going to buy it.
Yep.
I'm still thinking I might want the German football team.
You're not getting the German football team.
Okay. Good. I don't have all of the Marvel series yet either. And do I want them?
Probably not.
But I don't like the fact that I don't have them.
You've not got a lot of the series. Like, I don't know.
Name another series that I don't have.
Do you have the Lego Batman?
Yes.
The Lego Movie?
Yes.
Lego Movie 2?
Yes.
Lego Movie 3?
There isn't one. Okay, try and test me. I'm listening.
I can't think what other CMS.
Simpsons 1, Simpsons 2, Harry Potter 1, Harry Potter 2.
Yeah. You got all of those.
Unikitty, yep. Love that one. Do you count that one as a CMF?
No, because they're not minifigures.
Ninjago.
Have you got that?
Yep. Batman 2.
Is there a Ninjago one and a Ninjago City one, or is that...
I think there's one Ninjago one and two Batmans.
Okay.
I think. I've got them all. The only ones I don't have are those stupid football players you won't let me have.
Yep.
And the Marvel ones, which I have some of. So I'm getting them all. Someone needs to send me the German football ones.
No, then they don't.
They do. And then I can... No, they don't. If someone was... Okay. Hypothetically, if someone was to give me those, are you saying I'm not allowed to keep them?
You can hide them in a drawer of all your other CMS that you never use.
They're going in the city at some point.
Are they?
Yeah, well, I want them to, but I know the kids will move their bits around and it will frustrate me.
Well, they need to know not to touch other people's bits.
Can I put, like, little, like, red plates on the feet of all of the CMF ones, or, like, a different colour plate on the bottom of their feet, and say, if it's got these on their feet, you're not allowed to touch the minifigure?
Yeah. Isn't that going to look a bit rubbish?
Okay, translucent ones. Make them all float.
Make them all
float. I don't know. There must be something that I can do. I don't know. Anyway, I'm getting them.
Okay, cool. If you have any thoughts on CMFs, or just want to tell Carrie that she's wrong for trying to get a German football team CMF,
which I really has no like, interest in I really German like football. The German football team.
Then, you know, add a comment down below. Or just tell her how silly she is on Instagram. That's always good.
Thanks.
And if you want to watch any previous episodes, you can find them somewhere. I don't care where, just find them. And we will see you next week for another exciting episode of the podcast.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.